Fisher KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, mostly cloudy, areas of drizzle, then freezing drizzle as we're going to see temperatures fall to right around the lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, a slight chance of freezing drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies will drop down to the lower 20s. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds, temperatures mid-30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 17. Currently, it's 41.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees say the tax bill will deliver lower taxes for farmers and ranchers. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway says some lowered marginal rates of the treatment of pass-through income to improve small business expensing. The bill delivers for farmers, ranchers, and all of rural America. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says the legislation impacts every single American, offering a fairer, simpler tax code. For farmers, Roberts says the bill creates a much more pro-growth tax system as it lowers the tax burden on farmers and ranchers. The bill also doubles the exemptions from the estate tax up to $22 million a couple. But not all agree, however, that the bill will benefit farmers and ranchers. The partisan bill, not supported by Democrats, and further, the bill will deliver near-term benefits to farmers, but many of the ag important provisions are temporary. National Farmers Union says the bill ultimately provides handouts for the wealthy that will be paid for by family farmers, ranchers, and the lower and middle classes and future generations. The American Farm Bureau, plotting the bill, said AFBF will now focus on making those important tax deductions, lower rates, and estate tax exemptions permanent. Business leaders in Canada trying to sway Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to join the now U.S. Free Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. In an open letter, more than a dozen business leaders telling Trudeau to join the pact that the U.S. left earlier in the year. The letter doesn't specifically mention the threat of a U.S. withdrawal from NAFTA, but says trade diversification is more important now than ever. A spokesperson for Canada's international trade minister said the government is redoubling its effort to consult with stakeholders to make sure that Canada gets the best deal possible on the revived TPP. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag. 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at agview.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at agview.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities have identified a woman's body found in Kansas City as that of an 18-year-old missing from Overland Park since Sunday. Police say the body of Michaela Norris of Overland Park was discovered Tuesday in a wooded area. Meanwhile, the body of the person of interest in the case was found in suburban Liberty, Missouri. He has been identified as Kareem McCoy Lee. Police are investigating the deaths as a possible murder-suicide. The federal government has sharply reduced the fines facing a Kansas City-based company after a grain elevator explosion killed 6 people and injured 2 others in northeast Kansas. A pending settlement would require Bartlett Grain Company to pay $182,000 in fines and improvements at its 20 grain handling facilities in 6 states. OSHA had proposed over $400,000 in fines after the October 2011 explosion in Atchison. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, trailers, mowers, livestock equipment, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 250 items without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, December 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Law enforcement authorities in Riley County are investigating an alleged attempted murder and have a suspect in custody. Yesterday morning, police filed a report for attempted murder in the second degree, aggravated child endangerment, and criminal use of weapons in Manhattan. Court records have listed the victim as a 27-year-old Manhattan man. Police have arrested 57-year-old Curtis Norman of Manhattan. He remains in jail on $100,000 bond. A liberal high school teacher has been fired by the USD 480 school board after being booked on rape and sexual battery charges. Tyson McGuire is a former track and cross-country coach that was arrested in December after 2 students reported that he touched them inappropriately. He was booked into the Seward County Jail for rape and sexual battery on $50,000 bond. His next court date is January 8th in the Seward County Courthouse. A man who prosecutors say posed as a physician and treated patients in Virginia has been arrested in Kansas. 30-year-old Vishal Patel was arrested by Drug Enforcement Administration agents in Overland Park on Tuesday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An elderly couple who was arrested with 60 pounds of marijuana in their vehicle told officers that the marijuana was meant to be Christmas presents. The couple in their 80s was arrested Tuesday by the York County Sheriff's Department after they were stopped for a traffic violation on Interstate 80. They were driving from California to Vermont. A Nebraska State Patrol trooper has been fired and 2 others have stepped down following a probe into allegations that the agency mishandled internal investigations. 1 lieutenant colonel retired, 1 sergeant resigned, and 1 trooper was fired. Additionally, 2 officers were demoted and 2 others received unspecified punishments. Due to confidentiality policies, the troopers will not be identified. A legislative task force has released a list of goals to improve life in White Clay, a Nebraska village that sold massive amounts of beer near a South Dakota Indian reservation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout, you're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers, from the city's edge to the county line, are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A $300,000 grant from the Kansas Housing Corporation will assist in development of a senior housing complex in Frankfort. The assistance will help provide infrastructure necessary to move forward with a $1 million public-private partnership project that will provide 8 new homes for seniors. It's hoped this will aid in opening other properties within the community, alleviating a housing shortage that was documented by 3 housing studies. Plans to develop project across from the Frankfort Community Care Home and adjacent to the Frankfort Nutrition Center were stalled for nearly 2 years as infrastructure funding was not available. Marshall County Partnership for Growth assisted in application for the moderate income housing grant application in cooperation with the City of Frankfort and the Care Home. Administrator Laura O'Neill was a guest on our public affairs program recently and detailed what would be included.
It'll be across the street from the Frankfort Community Care Home. It will be called the Frankfort Community Cottages. They will be duplexes. They will be 1 and 2 bedroom. They will be complete ADA access. They're for people who are 60 and older. They will have internet. They'll have all the kitchen appliances like your microwave, refrigerator, stove. That will be included in it, and probably maybe a washer and dryer. There is a garage to each one of them. There is an extra storage area in front of the garage. And the shower is a walk-in shower. And the master closet is a storm shelter.
Laura O'Neill, administrator of the Frankfort Community Care Home. Additionally, the Frankfort community has several new homes constructed in recent years on property donated to the city for housing development by a private party. Building lots were provided for families willing to build new homes on the site. Harlow E. Plagey, age 83, of Holmes City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Arlo Plagey. Janice Haas, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janice Haas. Roger Seitz, age 51, of Hanover, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Roger Seitz.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As your families gather for the holidays, let Our Family Grocery say thanks to you. We're returning the favor of your patronage with 15% off storewide this Wednesday through Saturday. We have lots of sale items on your holiday favorites as well. Some exclusions apply, including sale items, beer, cigarettes, and lottery. 15% off through Saturday at Our Family Grocery in Marysville. Open daily, 7 to 7. And Merry Christmas.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As we have a low pressure system swing across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, we're seeing snow showers across the upper parts of the Midwest, in which we're seeing some accumulations likely. And across the central parts of the Midwest, we're seeing more of a rain and a freezing rain, a freezing drizzle mix as we head throughout the rest of the day and into tonight. And we're going to see those temperatures fall as well as a cold front moves through. And cooler temperatures will continue as we head into the the weekend and early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Thursday, areas of drizzle early, then freezing drizzle, cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures fall to lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, a slight chance of freezing drizzle, cloudy skies, lower 20s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds with a high near 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 17, and Saturday, partly sunny skies at 29. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Trace amount of precipitation with some light drizzle this morning in Marysville. Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 67 in 1941. The average low 21, the record low is 16 below zero in 1983. Sunset this evening, 5:03, sunrise in the morning at 7:39.
The winter solstice occurs today, ushering in a season that grows shorter every year. We have the details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 21st, the 355th day of the year. Comedian Ray Romano has a birthday, and on this day in 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. The solstice and the official arrival of winter occurs around 11:30 Eastern time today. Not your favorite season? Here's some good news. Winter is growing shorter every year. Because of subtle variations in the Earth's orbit, winter in the Northern Hemisphere is 89 days, while summer has about 93 and a half days. In about 500 years, winter will be a full 5 days shorter than summer. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean less winter weather. The shift is an astronomical, not meteorological season. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac radio report. Learn more about the seasons online at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Kansas State coach Bill Snyder remains undecided about his future leading the Wildcats, preferring instead to focus on preparing his team to play UCLA in the Cactus Bowl. There have been anonymous reports that have indicated Snyder has already decided to return for his 27th season. Snyder said yesterday he is, quote, in the process, end quote, of deciding about next season. The 78-year-old Snyder has a contract that rolls over annually. From football to round ball, Barry Brown Jr. scored 23 points as Kansas State beat Washington State 68-65 last night in the Spokane Arena. Neither team shot well. Kansas State finished at 42% shooting, while Washington State shot 38%. Next up for the Wildcats, they'll square off against Iowa State a week from tomorrow. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The morning they've been waiting for is almost here. But don't worry if your Christmas tree could still use a little more love. Walmart's got your back with a great collection of last-minute gifts. The kids will be thrilled to find favorites like Barbie Dreamhouse and Google Home Mini under the tree. And with Walmart's everyday low prices, you can bring even more joy to the big day. So use the Walmart app or head to your local store to bring the holidays home today. The morning they've been waiting for is almost here. But don't worry if your Christmas tree could still use a little more love. Walmart's got your back with a great collection of last-minute gifts. The kids will be thrilled to find favorites like Barbie Dreamhouse and Google Home Mini under the tree. And with Walmart's everyday low prices, you can bring even more joy to the big day. So use the Walmart app or head to your local store to bring the holidays home today.
The nature of Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters was on full display Sunday. He had been suspended for embarrassing conduct the previous week, but Peters returned in a big way against the Chargers, picking off two passes and forcing a fumble in a crucial game. In just four quarters, he went from pariah to star once again. Kansas City Chiefs first in the AFC West. They'll square off against the Miami Dolphins this coming Sunday, Christmas Eve. Game time for the Dolphins and Chiefs is set for noon. Jayhawks men's basketball team in action tonight. That game, a late one at 10 o'clock, as the Jayhawks travel to take on Stanford. And Wichita State basketball action tomorrow night. That game at 6 o'clock as Wichita State takes on the Florida Gulf Coast Eagles. And several Kansas students took advantage of early signing day with national letters of intent signed yesterday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Sports Wookie.
Kansas Jayhawk basketball versus Stanford. 9:30 pregame, 10 o'clock. Tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5 tonight.
K-State fans, use the Force to start the new year as the Wildcats host Star Wars Day January 1st in Bramlage Coliseum. Tip-off against the Mountaineers is set for 4 p.m., but make sure you arrive early to enjoy pregame activities on the concourse. Wear your best costume for the chance to win prizes, including drones and droids. Tickets start at $12.50 with a Wildcat 4-pack or purchase a $20 Bramlage bundle that includes a game ticket, $10 concessions voucher, and a souvenir from the K-State Superstore. Choose the light side and order your tickets today at kstatesports.com. Hey, Wildcat fans, get in the holiday spirit when your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Northern Iowa Panthers at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 21st in Bramlage Coliseum. Get your holiday photo professionally taken with Willie the Wildcat and wear your favorite ugly sweater for a chance to win an exclusive K-State ugly sweater. Tickets are just $3 at the door with a children's toy donation to Fort Riley's Operation Santa. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order today.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Know-how. Walk off the stress and calories of winter with a bit of preventative plant care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. As you walk through the landscape, look for tracks, droppings, and other signs of plant-eating wildlife like deer, rabbits, and voles. Secure any animal protection and apply repellents as needed. Next, take a close look at the stems, branches, and trunks of trees and shrubs. Many troublesome insects spend their winters in the cracks and crevices of the bark or on the stems of these plants. Remove any spindle-shaped bag-like egg masses. These contain 500 to 1,000 bagworm eggs. Gently scrape off the hairy egg masses of gypsy moths. Collect and dispose of these to eliminate thousands of these non-native pests. Watch for swollen areas that look like a glob of mud. These contain the eggs of the tent caterpillar. Prune out black knobby growths of black knot found on cherries, plums, and their relatives. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live.
And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
It's one of the most famous battles of the American Revolution, and it all began with the crossing of an icy river at Christmas. Remember, you can catch the entire series at AmericanCountryside.com as well. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy Tour. Join us today. As the year of 1776 came to a close, the new nation formed on July 4th was struggling to win its first battle.
They had fought battles up in New York. They had lost them all. New York City had fallen. He's in retreat now in New Jersey for 3 weeks in November of 1776 with Cornwallis chasing him.
Walter Brose at Washington Crossing Historical Park says General Washington led his men from New Jersey into Pennsylvania on December 7th and 8th, attempting to use the Delaware River as a barrier between his pursuer. 3 weeks later, he was ready to go on the offensive. A Christmas Day attack may have been a surprise, but the British were wise to it.
Colonel Rahl is in Trenton with 1,500 Hessians. They have been on duty day and night, pretty much the month of December. They're being harassed down there. Rahl does get communication from General Grant, a British general, in Brunswick, that he's going to be attacked on the 25th of December.
The Hessians and their British commander found the attack they expected.
There is a fluke attack that did occur prior to Washington's army getting to Trenton. Rahl sent out the military and artillery. They ran this group. He thought that was the attack.
But the real attack was yet to come. Washington still had to move hundreds of men across the icy Delaware, though. We'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCray.
Snow removal on an acreage can be challenging. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The equipment you'd need usually involves tractors and blades, so it's important to take extra safety precautions as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate, ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. See it at your local Kubota dealer today.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The tractor is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime, and pushing it around with a blade is very efficient. But snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is an extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. You know, it's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice. Quite often when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, just like small snow blowers, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's still snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working so other vehicles in the area can see you. Find more tips for snow removal safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Thank you. for young people to get started in farming. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join 800-plus farm executives in the U.S. and Canada while discovering business opportunities, gaining invaluable insights, and increasing your competitive advantage at the 2018 Top Producer Seminar. During these few short days, you'll hear from nearly 30 challenging and inspiring speakers who will help take your farm operation to the next level. Keynote speakers include Chris Cook, Brian Dodge, and Eric Snodgrass. Visit TopProducerSeminar.com to view the agenda and to register today.
It's tough for a young person to become a farmer. The National Young Farmers Coalition is determined to help. National Policy Director Andrew Barenberg.
The number one challenge we found across the board, regardless of geography, regardless of whether you grew up on a farm or not, is access to farmland. That's really one of the most important things we can be focusing on right now.
Much farmland is in the hands of older owners, and Barenberg says a lot of it will transition in the near future. But farmland is not cheap, and Barenberg says many young people have other demands on their finances.
One solution that we have is on a very limited basis for full-time farmers would be a form of student loan forgiveness for young people who enter farming and stay full-time farmers for 10 years. We want to add farmers to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
Learn more at youngfarmers.org. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As 2017 rapidly winds down, hopefully each farmer and rancher has enacted a year-end tax management strategy. An economist with the Kansas Farm Management Association stressing that producers can still take last-minute measures to improve their tax status. K-State's Mark Dykeman explains why this is an important matter, even coming off a lower-income year.
In lower-income years, oftentimes, we don't put as much emphasis on year-end tax planning, but there are some things that can be left on the table that we want to try to avoid. In particular, net operating losses. If someone is facing a net operating loss for the year, and we know that ahead of time, there are often things we can do to avoid that. When a net operating loss is created, things like personal exemptions and in some cases standard deduction are not. You can't utilize those. If we can at all possible bring in more income or adjust our normal year-end spending to increase income, we can avoid some of those situations.
Now, for producers who deferred payment on grain production this year, shifting those returns back into this tax year might be one strategy to consider.
Using deferred grain contracts is a way to create some flexibility after the fact. So if grain is sold in 2017, using a deferred payment contract, payments received in 2018, the farm business owner has an option to determine when that income is taxed. They can elect out of installment treatment of that deferred grain contract and actually tax the proceeds of that grain sale in 2017 rather than when the cash was actually received in 2018.
Mark Dykeman, Associate Director of the Kansas Farm Management Association at K-State. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're still seeing some small plus signs. Corn is cooling the city. Wheat and soybeans are still in the doldrums. We're just kind of marking time until we get through a noon tomorrow when the markets will close for the long Christmas weekend. March corn currently up 1.5 at 350 and three quarters. May is up 1.75 at 359 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat 1.5 higher at 424. May is up 1.75 at 437 and a quarter. January soybeans down 5.75 at 948 and a quarter. March down 6 at 958 and a half.
Haven't really seen an awful lot of movement after about mid-morning. January soybean meal is down $1.30 at $3.14.40. January bean oil is down 23 at $32.73. So some negative movement in the soy complex, but corn and Kansas City wheat are still in the green. Mixed numbers in livestock. December live cattle down 2 cents at 119.37. February up 2 cents at 118.97. Later months are mixed. January feeders up 87 at 142.65. March feeders up 40 at 140.15. So looking at some positives for feeder cattle while live cattle are mixed. Hogs are on the upside. February hogs up 40 at 68.77. April hogs up 12 at 73.07. Later months are all in the green. Cotton is doing quite well today. March cotton up 140 at 77.11. May up 112 at 77.24. February crude oil is up 12 cents at up 29 points at 69.90, and the S&P 500 12 points higher at 26.91. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, still fighting that sore throat here at the Christmas season. But with another reminder to mom and dad with college-age kids, there's financial help available. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
To make the point that I make often on the National Farm Report, let me share with you a couple of headlines in this holiday season. Animal Agriculture Alliance names its 2017 College Aggies Online winners. And pretty good size scholarships. First place, $2,500 scholarship went to Erica Balmer of Purdue University. Second place, a $1,000 scholarship went to Allison Burnhide of Oklahoma State University. And then they have club competition. And in club competition, first place awarded to the Agriculture Club of Western Illinois University, $2,500 scholarship. Second place, a $1,000 scholarship went to the Agriculture Advocacy Class at Northwest Missouri State University. And the top three individual winners, along with a representative from each winning club, will receive an expense-paid trip to the 2018 Stakeholders Summit of the Alliance, set for May 3 and 4 in Arlington, Virginia. But that's the scholarship money available from just one organization, the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Or how about this headline? The Agricultural Relations Council, again offering member companies the opportunity to host an outstanding student intern in the summer of 2018 as part of the internship program of the Ag Relations Nations Council, and organizations wishing to apply to host the 2018 intern must apply by right now. Applications are due at this time to qualify for these scholarships. First intern scholarship worth $3,000. Yes, there is scholarship money available. I'll have a final word after this message.
For the best deal on tires, see your Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire Branch, where our prices include mounting, balancing, new valve stems, installation, and road hazard. Plus, we offer service after the sale with free tire rotation and free tire balance for the life of your tires. And don't forget about our on-the-road tire service. When you need tires, stop by a Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire Center.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
As I've said, scholarship money is available, but it doesn't come looking for you. You have to look for it. National Farm Report presentation of Tribune Radio Network.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Need gift ideas for the handy person working in the shop? Stay tuned for some of the latest cool tools from the experts on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores. Choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Who likes to tinker with tools on the farm? Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming magazine. He also gets to act like Santa by selecting the latest cool tools and shop supplies to feature as gifts in the magazine and on the RFD TV show. He says the new 35-foot version of the DeWalt XP tape measure is a cool tool because of the way it's designed.
It has an inch and a half wide high carbon steel blade that provides for 13 feet of stand. Out. This thing can go out 13 feet before the tape collapses. And then it has a patented spring system that has two springs in it so that you can take it out all 35 feet. This guy's going to come right back at you. In fact, it'll surprise you when you retract it. It's almost like shooting a gun off in reverse.
The suggested retail price of this tape measure is $39.99. There's been a lot of innovation in cordless tools. Works has what they call an artificial intelligence drill with three driving modes.
With Safe Drive, the drill stops automatically when it reaches a certain amount of torque to drive a screw into almost any material, and then it backs off once the screw head is flush to the surface. Now in Pulse Assist, the drill applies just enough bit rotation to drive the screw in snug to the surface without over-tightening or stripping the screw head.
A kit, including the drill, battery, and charger, retails for $99. I'm Jody Henke. You will find plenty more cool tools recommended by the Successful Farming staff on RFD-TV and at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, there is controversy surrounding it, as is always the case with something political, but Congress has provided farmers and ranchers with a last-minute holiday gift, lower tax bills in the future. A tax code overhaul passed by both the House and the Senate this week makes many changes to the tax code that will benefit farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf says the bill includes lower individual income tax rates.
We know that 94% of farmers and ranchers pay taxes as individuals, and those tax rates are coming down. The bill also maintains all of the important deductions and credits that farmers rely on. So farmers have all the tools that they've always had to manage their businesses.
New to the tax code, the bill includes a deduction for business income.
Starting next year, farmers and ranchers will be able to take a 20% deduction of their business income. So if they made $100, they'll be able to take a $20 deduction. That's new, and that will also help reduce the taxes that are owed.
And the estate tax, long opposed by farmers and ranchers, should no longer be a factor for most farmers and ranchers following the changes.
The bill doubles the estate tax exemption to $11 million per person. At that level, the vast majority of farmers and ranchers won't have to worry about the estate tax anymore. Most of the provisions are temporary. They only last for 7 years. So starting next year, Farm Bureau will be working to make those important tax deductions, the lower rates, and the estate tax exemption permanent.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf speaking about the tax law changes that were implemented this week. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills? Well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.